AP Radio News. I'm Diane Kepley. Developments in France, the U.S., and around the world in response to the Paris attacks and the threat of terrorism. There was a bloody shootout in a Paris suburb as police tried to close in on the suspected mastermind of last week's attacks.
They kept on shooting for about an hour. On the police side, we had about 5,000 bullets shot.
That's a French prosecutor speaking through an interpreter. Two people were killed. 8 others were arrested. It's still not clear whether the leader of last week's attacks is among the dead or captured. Meantime, a video said to come from the Islamic State group shows images of Times Square in New York. But Mayor Bill de Blasio just told reporters the city has received no new threats.
There is no credible and specific threat against New York City.
And police say there is little new in that video. The extremists also released a photo Wednesday of a bomb hidden in a soft drink can. It claims that's the type of bomb that brought down a Russian passenger jet over Egypt last month. The Islamic State militants claim to have killed hostages from Norway and China as well. The videos were released as Russian and French warplanes continued their bombardment of targets in Syria. World leaders meeting in Manila are calling for increased international cooperation in the fight against terrorism. A copy of their declaration obtained by the AP strongly condemns all acts, methods, and practices of terrorism. Minneapolis police used a chemical irritant to control a crowd of protesters outside of a precinct office near where an officer shot an unarmed black man over the weekend. Earlier Wednesday, police cleared the area where demonstrators had camped out. Police spokesman Michael Feisleben says that officers had come under attack.
Officers have taken rocks and bottles continuously, especially at night. We've taken gunfire from just east of the precinct.
Members of the local Black Lives Matter chapter want police to release a video of the shooting. The FBI has launched a civil rights investigation. This is AP Radio News. A Texas inmate has been put to death for setting a fire that killed his 18-month-old daughter and her two young half-sisters. Rafael Holiday is the 13th convicted killer put to death this year in Texas. 3 years ago, a tour bus crashed on a Southern California highway, killing 8 people. Wednesday, the driver of the bus was charged with manslaughter. He faces up to 15 years in prison if convicted. The Soup is cooked on the E! Entertainment Network.
Joel McHale has hosted the parody program for a dozen years. It started as Talk Soup with Greg Kinnear as the original host. The final episode airs December 18th.
And that's the AP's Jamie Fryer. No word on why the network decided to pull the plug. Federal researchers are sending the last of the chimpanzees used for research into retirement. The National Institutes of Health will be sending the chimps to a federal sanctuary as soon as there's room for them. Animal welfare groups say they will help to find sanctuary space for those animals. I'm Diane Kepley, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.